fear. Fear was the power. What you feared ruled you. He thought of shadows and a plane of glittering stone. The rage boiled up. He rejected it as he rejected fear. One day, when the distractions were eliminated, that plane would bend to him. He would conquer it, end the fear of it forever. They had everything set before he was ready himself. "Now get out! Stay out till I call." He activated the bowl and reached for his man. He touched nothing. He tried again. Again. 4 times. 5. The rage was about to break through again. The howler responded.
"Where have you been?"
"Aloft." Scant whisper, barely perceptible. "I had to set down first. Bad news. She's tricked our friend again. Slaughtered another several thousand men." That went past Long Shadow. Shadow Spinner's travails were nothing.
"Is she there? At all?"
"Of course she is."
"Are you positive? Have you seen her?
My shadows can't find her. Last night they couldn't do more than suggest she might be in a given general area."
"Not with my own eyes," Howler admitted. "I'm tracking her forces, though, waiting for the chance to strike. Late tonight, I think."
"I've just had a report from the wizard in Intaglios. A desperate effort on his part."
"All our agents there have been strangled. He says she's there. With her Shadar shadow. And she knows he's ours."
Before he finished, something demonic burst in and tore him apart.
"That's impossible. She was here 2 days ago."
"Have you seen her? With your own eyes?"
"No."
"Recall. She always favored illusion and misdirection. There was evidence she was regaining her powers. Maybe much faster than she let on. Maybe she's tricked us into believing she was one place when she was another. The Taglian said our agents were killed to keep them from reporting her presence." The howler did not respond. Both men thought. Long Shadow finally said, "I can't fathom why she'd send an army to make us believe she was in our territories.
But I know her. You know her. If it's that important to her that we believe her somewhere she isn't, then it's lethally important to us.
There's something in Taglios she doesn't want us to discover. Perhaps she's on the track of the Lance. Someone carried it away from the battlefield. It hasn't been seen since."
"If I go, we're liable to lose Deja Gore and Spinner. His skills are impaired. His mind is as dull as a knife used to chop rock."
Long Shadow cursed softly.
"Yes. Pray come the day when Shadow Spinner was no longer needed. When there was no need for a bulwark against the North.
But somebody had to bear the brunt now."
"Do something, then go."
The runt could understand that.
"Collect her quick. Hell will be a pleasure compared to what we'll face if she stays loose till all her powers are restored."
"Consider it done," the howler whispered. "Consider her taken."
"I take nothing for granted where Senjak is concerned.
Get her, damn it! Get her!"
He slammed a fist into the mercury. That killed the connection. He let the rage roar through him. He hurled things, broke things, till it was appeased. Then he went up into his tower and glowered his hatred at the night-hidden plain.
"Why must you torment me? Why? Turn away. Let me be."
If that was not out there, ready to burst its bonds, he would be free to deal with these things himself. He would make sure